If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
The other day ago, my son has been at my house in the last couple of weeks. So he hands me an account of somebody that he went to. He hands me his phone. And on it, he's like, oh, you got to see what this guy from high school is up to now. And he's looking at him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scrolling through the guy's pictures and stuff. And there's a whole story behind it, but it's not really for the air. So I'm looking at this thing and I go to like something and he slaps my, he's obviously been hawking me. He's like, no, don't like it. Because I'm looking on his account. I'm like, why not? He goes, because then he'll know that I was looking through his photos. I'm like, that's why there's still photos there. Like, what are you talking about?
That's a first step. Like, if you like somebody on Instagram, like you like them, you go in and you like a few pictures, especially some from a little bit farther. It shows that you went in and you're actually looking at them. And yeah.
Yeah, so
that sounds like an old guy opinion, though. I bet young people totally think about this stuff differently.
He was fully like, do not go back and like stuff. I'm like, but I always do that. Like, if I find some site that I'll like scroll through and like a few of their pictures and stuff. And
I'm not judicious with likes at all.
No.
I'm all, I'll fling the thing and be like, I just want y'all to know I like y'all. Thanks for posting.
But he also said that.
That's so nice.
Well, I don't need to be careful with it.
Right.
It's just a little dot on my screen. It didn't cost me anything.
Yeah. He goes, don't gatekeep the positive energy.
If someone has their notifications set, though, apparently if they're looking at their phone and you tap like, it'll say, and then tap unlike, as in like I accidentally tapped it, they get like notifications that this person liked or unliked your thing.
Oh, see, there it is. That's why they're careful with that, because they know that they are also hawking their page. So, like, I have no notifications on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never get told that someone liked or liked then disliked or whatever.
Right.
And I don't get any of that.
Well, the world is going crazy now. And this is actually really stupid. Because I'm just going to read you the story, and I did it, but it immediately reminded me of what Riley said. I'm like, okay, well, clearly there's a whole code going on here that I don't know about. So you're stalking someone on social media, someone you absolutely do not want to know that you are looking in on them, and then you accidentally hit like on one of their posts. That's the scenario. So it happens to celebrities too. And it might have happened to Katie Holmes, but here's the deal. It's not like Tom Cruise or Ana de Armas' post. It's the British tabloid, the Daily Mail. So Katie Holmes, she follows the Daily Mail. I don't know why you wouldn't. She's a star. Maybe she wants to see if they say anything about her. Who knows? Or maybe she's just interested in other stars because they're her people. So they made a post, the Daily Mail, put up a post on Instagram saying, Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas love affair confirmed. And it appears that Katie Holmes liked it. So now everyone's just all over giving her crap. Everyone had a field day with it, a million comments.
You know what? I like that.
Yeah.
That's the mother
of... Feels friendly.
You know, when I hear in the news that that child has no contact with him, and I know that he's been played out in the media as the weirdest guy with the Scientology and all the weirdness, right. The Oprah thing and the relationships and all the stuff. I get it. But what I'd like most for that family or former family is for them to just get along and for him to be, you know, a good dad and for her to have a good dad and for Katie and Tom to have some kind of
co-parenting relationship.
Exactly.
Right.
So to hear that she might have liked that, like, good for him. I want him to have another thing. Why is that? Why are people going crazy?
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I wonder. Unlike it?
I think not.
Okay.
I'm so not positive.
Maybe she purposely liked it. We're not sure.
Like to get noticed? I guess if you are Katie Holmes and you do like something like that, like now suddenly we're talking about, like when's the last time we talked about Katie Holmes? Never.
Does she even try to work?
I don't know.
Do we know?
I don't think so. I never see her in anything.
I mean, I feel like that's someone who could walk up to an agent and say, I'd like to get back in the game. Yeah. And an agent would say, no problem.
Yeah. She's not that old either. Like,
46.
That is older than I thought she was. But I guess that kid must be like 16
kid's
or
20.
17. Is
no,
she
the
really?
Kid's in college.
Because it was a God. Whole thing that Tom wasn't at the high school graduation.
And that she That's changed right. her last name too or something, right?
They still
is
call
she
her,
one of the ones?
No, I don't think she did. Because at least in, I saw her yesterday. They took a picture of her somewhere. And it said Suri Cruz. And I reason I noticed it is because I didn't realize she was going to Carnegie Mellon, which is in Pittsburgh and, you know, kind of local for me. And I was like, oh, she's in Pittsburgh going to university.
Why not?
That's interesting.
On Google, her name is Suri Noel.
Ah.
Just Sir. Oh, that's right. That
she
does
changed
right.
it.
His real name isn't Cruz, is it? Isn't it like Mathapur?
I've
or
never heard that's not his name. If that's the case, this would be your breaking news.
No. He's got a brother
it's
who
it's
also...
Mapother.
Mapother?
His
Mapother.
Real first name is Thomas Cruz Mapother the Fourth.
Oh. He's got a brother who acts, too. I want to say he might have been on Lost or something.
Oh, gosh. I got to look up Thomas
That's
Mapother.
Okay.
We're going down a rabbit hole.
We don't have to. We could stop ourselves at any time. It's just we never seem to. Observers obviously had a field day with Katie Holmes liking a Daily Mail post about Tom Cruise and his relationship with Ana de Armas being confirmed. One said, celebs, sometimes they're just like us, stalking and accidentally liking posts about their exes. And another one said, ha, the girl was lurking. Was she? It's the Daily Mail.
So I checked and she doesn't follow the Daily Mail, but the whole thing on Instagram now is they use the algorithm just like everybody else. So most of the stuff when you're scrolling through your feed is not things that you follow. It's things that they think you might be interested in. And of course, Instagram would think that Katie Holmes was interested in Tom Cruise.
Because she's always trolling on his page, huh? She's like, oh, you seem to like that guy.
I think it was very deliberate. She knows she's a celebrity. If she hits like, people are going to notice.
She probably did it by accident. She's 46 years old.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to work technology.
I mean, I accidentally liked something yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you accidentally like?
It was innocuous. Like, it was no big deal.
Why was it an accident then? What's a big deal?
It wasn't a big deal. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying I accidentally liked it.
What was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But it was an accident. Like, you're saying it like it was a...
Yeah, because I was scrolling and I accidentally pressed the heart.
How do you accidentally... I don't understand.
You never accidentally liked something?
No, I'm very judicious with my likes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
See, I'm not. I'm a totally slutty liker. Mm. I will slut it right up.
Nice. I like that. Spread it around.
Everybody wants some.
But you know, that doesn't mean your likes mean less.
No, it doesn't. Because I didn't, when you like one of my posts on Instagram, because I'm always on there looking at it, I always,
you don't post.
I scroll around to see what else you liked, you know, just to make sure that I'm in an exclusive club. But it turns out I'm not because you're slutting around on Instagram.
You post so infrequently, I don't even think when you do post that they show up on my page.
And they probably don't show up on anybody's page because there's no algorithm that's like, oh, that girl who never posts just put something up. Let's show everyone that.
You know what's funny is Vinny's the most famous person who follows me. So whenever he likes my post, it says Vin Hassan and XX number
oh my
others
God,
liked
funny.
Your post on every single post.
You got a big name following you. Mm.
Thanks, Vin.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
BFF.
Now you got to say it back.
I said it first.
Oh, you said BFF?
I told her she's my BFF yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were saying she was my BFF.
No.
Oh, because she always has my back.
There's if plenty you had, of Bob to go around.
Okay. I was going to say, I mean, what's happening here?
I've been around both your posts.
I've been around a long time. Never got a BFF from either one of them. So good job.
Oh, stop it. You and I have been BFF since forever.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.